Now, at harvest time, we thank God for his provision. We thank him for providing our food and drink, which we may put on display. So thank you to Mary and Jenny and Margot for the lovely displays of fruit and veg and flowers this morning. We thank God for our homes and families and for all the good gifts he gives us, because God gives generously. God gives generously. And when the harvest comes, we see the evidence of God's goodness to us. But if we're honest, it's not easy to trust God, is it? To know for sure that he will meet all our needs. After all, life can be tough, and for many people, life's getting tougher. Who could have predicted a global pandemic followed by a war in Europe? And now we face higher inflation, ever higher inflation, and a cost of living crisis. Some are having to decide between food and fuel, and others, including people here this morning, don't know where they're going to live. Has God really got hold of us? Can he really be trusted to meet our needs? And not just in theory, but in practical day-to-day life. Worry can quickly set in. Worry about health, family, bills, mortgages, you name it. What else have we had this week? Pensions, benefits, the list is endless. We may even worry about worrying and the effect that might have on our state of mind, our mental health. And that's why I've chosen this passage this morning. Because Jesus says, don't worry. In fact, he says it three times. Do not worry, verse 22. Do not worry, verse 29. Do not be afraid, verse 32. Best of all, he tells us why we don't need to worry. Which is, well, I think that's what we really need to hear, isn't it? So that faith takes the place of fear. First, Jesus says, look at the birds, which is what I've been doing this week, and birds are amazing. So, well, let's start with a fun fact quiz. Let's find out what you know about birds, okay? So I'm going to read a statement, and I want you to tell me whether it's true or false, okay? So thumbs up if you think it's true. Thumbs down if you think it's false. A quick fact quiz about birds. Here's the first one. Some birds can fly while they're asleep. Some birds can fly while they're asleep, okay? Thumbs up or thumbs down? Got a bit of a mix, but it's mainly up, okay? It's true. Okay, some birds do sleep on the wing. This is a frigate bird, but I think albatrosses do sleep while they're asleep as well. Fly while they're asleep as well, which is impressive. Okay, next one. A penguin could jump over my head. A penguin could jump over my head. Okay, Debbie doesn't think so, nor does Sally. No, most people are saying no. Okay. It's true. Okay. They've got this nifty way of using air, those bubbles, to sort of shoot and accelerate out of the water. That's the view from under the water. And I think we've got a video of what it looks like above water. Whoop. Okay, one in midair. So they. I was cheating, wasn't I? They could jump over my head out of the water. That's true. Yeah, they'd struggle on land, wouldn't they? On ice. Okay, let's have another one. Owls can move their eyes. Owls can move their eyes. Okay, mostly no. Let's find out. No, they can't. They can blink. That one's pretty still, isn't it? He's still moving, if you watch him. But they can't actually move their eyes, okay? They can, though, move their heads 270 degrees, which is impressive. I like that bit. Okay. Let's have another one. Some birds can fly at over 200 miles per hour. Okay, thumbs up or thumbs down? Yeah, a bit of a mix, but mainly up. They can, and if you're lucky, you may have seen the birds in question living in our spire. This is a peregrine falcon. We've had some of those in recent months, two of them in the spire. Okay, one more. Ravens can count to five. Ravens can count to five. Okay, a bit of a mix. Here's a raven. They can. They can count. They can actually solve tricky problems, complex problems, that about an eight-year-old child would be able to do, and remember human faces. Okay, so this is a raven, and let's focus now on why Jesus wants us to look at the birds. That might have seemed a bit random, it's just a bit of fun, but this is the bird that Jesus has in mind, okay, and we're going to do some of his birds facts. He keeps them simple for us, okay, so they're a bit easier than mine. True or false? Birds plant and harvest their food. Birds plant and harvest their food. Okay. We should be getting a no. That's a no, isn't it? You don't see them sowing seeds and caring for their crops. Okay. Last one. Birds keep their food in storerooms and barns. Okay, we've still got a bit of a mix. No, they don't, do they? You don't see birds with sheds. That one's false as well. But God still feeds them, okay? They don't store their food in barns and sheds, but God still feeds them. They pop around, don't they? Picking up what they can find, a worm here or there, whatever God provides. God still feeds them. And this is the thing. We are much more valuable to God than birds. God knows we need food. So Jesus says, don't worry about what you eat and whether you'll have enough, because God gives generously. Okay, so we've done the birds. Let's move on to flowers. Secondly, Jesus tells us to look at the lilies as he moves from food to clothing. And you may have noticed some of the children helping me this morning by colouring lilies. If you've been colouring, why not stand up and hold up what you've been colouring and show us? Brilliant, Odin. Thank you. Anybody else? I know we got, well, there we go. All on that side and in the centre. Thank you very much. They look beautiful. Some work's in progress. Great, thank you. Now, just as we may worry about food, we're also prone to worrying about clothes, aren't we? What we'll wear, whether we'll look good, whether we need a new look. And then our clothes don't fit or wear out. Can we afford to buy more? We may try on something new. We want to make sure we look nice, which takes time and effort and money. And Jesus says, look, just look at the lilies for a moment. And look at the flowers on display this morning. Look around you, behind me and around you. Amazing colour, radiant in colour, effortless beauty. And we can't have fresh lilies here this morning, actually, because some people are allergic to them. But we've been colouring them in, haven't we? And here's my contribution. Okay? Now, our garden's a bit of a mess. I don't actually do much in the garden. Nonetheless, these exotic lilies pop up in our front garden every year. I don't really help them. They just sprout these amazing flowers effortlessly every year. They don't worry or work on their appearance. They don't fuss about a new wardrobe. But they look great because God clothes them. In fact, not even rich King Solomon in all his splendor could match the beauty of the lilies. And we are much more valuable to God than flowers. God knows we need clothes. We're talking about the all-knowing, all-powerful creator of heaven and earth. He knows. He can handle that. And God, our Father, gives generously. So don't worry, Jesus says. God knows, God cares, God provides for us. God gives generously. And we're going to sing about that now to remind each other of these truths. Please stand when the music begins, and I'll hand back to you for the slides for now. Jesus doesn't want us to worry. He wants us to trust our loving God who cares for us. But for us to do that, we need reasons not to worry, don't we? We need things that will motivate us to trust God instead. And the best motivation comes in what Jesus says next. Let me read it again. Jesus says, "But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you." Oh, now I've left that bit out. You might have a Bible in front of you and be able to see it. You may have heard it as Ava read it. What is the best thing God could give us? Perhaps the children have already been thinking about Christmas. We've already had a request for a puppy this Christmas. I don't know what your kids are thinking of, a bit early. But what is the best thing that we could receive. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Whenever I read this verse, I go, wow, our Father God has been pleased to give us the kingdom. Now, when Queen Elizabeth II died last month, King Charles III received a huge inheritance. Castles, crown jewels, special names, art, land, loads of money, you name it. But for God to give us the kingdom is actually far better. It's far greater. Our Father God gives generously. We stand to receive much, much more. And Isabel and Samuel are going to now come to the front to help us understand what this means. We haven't rehearsed this, so let's give it a try. So, Isabel, here is your scroll. If you could open that up and read that for us. Michelle, I'm going to give you this mic. And Samuel, you just need to stand tall and look royal. Why not come a bit further forward? Okay. Is that okay? Brilliant, go for it. Oh, sorry, one sec. Let's...
Hereby declares Samuel to be a member of the kingdom of God. Now that he believes in Jesus as his Lord and Saviour, he belongs to the royal family of God. He is a brother of God, the Father, and a brother and friend of Jesus, the King of Kings. As a citizen of heaven, he will receive a robe of righteousness and a crown of righteousness. He will serve King Jesus and reign with him forever.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Do take a seat. And you can carry on like that if you like. Why not continue to be royal as a child of God? A child of the Father, a brother and friend of King Jesus. What a privilege we have as Christians. What an incredible privilege we have as Christians. And there's no doubt that we will receive it because Jesus says our Father has been pleased to give us the kingdom. In the past, the gift has already been given. And he gives not with stubbornness and gritted teeth, but with joy because he is pleased to give us the kingdom, Jesus says. Our Father God gives generously. That puts things into perspective, doesn't it, for us as we think about food and drink and clothes and other daily needs. Do you remember this? In Jesus' day, 2,000 years ago, people clearly worried about their daily needs. That's why Jesus spoke about it. But this was taken just 2 years ago during the pandemic. We're not so different after all. We feel safe and secure if we have enough. And we store up more just to be sure. But you see, safety isn't found in worrying or striving or hoarding. It's found in belonging to God, who knows us and gives us what we need and so much more. We get it the wrong way around, don't we? We go after those things and forget the kingdom. But Jesus says, no, seek the kingdom. Leave it to God to provide for your daily needs. He doesn't say, don't worry, be mindful. But don't worry, seek the kingdom. And what does that mean? Well, to seek his kingdom means showing that you belong to the kingdom by the way that you live. Showing that you belong to the kingdom by the way that you live. Because it's already ours, isn't it, if we believe? You've heard of British values. Well, there are kingdom values. Find out what they are. Go after what God wants in life, for your life. And share the good news of the kingdom so that others can belong to King Jesus too. That doesn't mean life will be easy. But as Christians, we know where we're going and that God will give us everything we need from now and to eternity. Let's pray. Father, we thank